Today's passage spoke to me of a call for reconciliation. It is a hard passage to read, as Jesus states that his coming will bring not peace, but division. Perhaps as you look around our own country and the world, we can see the reality of these divisions. Elections split 51% to 49%, which are taken as a mandate to follow one side's policies regardless of the other 49% of the country. Families split along party political lines based on one or two policies. The rise of single issue politics, be that Brexit, immigration, abortion or any other number of topics. Where terrible policies that stand against what people really believe are ignored as long as that one policy is implemented. Thus the poor can be oppressed, the wealthy retain their vast profits, the climate crisis be ignored. And so on. Jesus is, in this passage, stating the obvious, that there will be divisions when we choose to follow his way. Of course, we hope and pray this will not be the case, but it can and does happen. I am, however, encouraged by the fact that Jesus doesn't leave us with this inevitability of division, but he goes on to encourage us to be reconciled, as we judge for ourselves what is right. So we are called to strive to be peacemaker and to bring reconciliation. However, in everything we do, we must retain that essential focus on persevering through what God has called us to do. I suppose in summary, I would say there needs to be a different way, and that way is the way of Jesus. We come now to our prayers. Each day I will pick a sentence from the Bible passage which we can use for contemplative prayer. We think of the words in order to understand their context and meaning, feeling the meaning of the words with and in your heart. We pray using these words for ourselves or for others, with only a name, and without explaining the reasons or predefining any answers. We listen for God's voice in the quiet of our prayers. Why don't you judge for yourselves what is right? Lord, We look around ourselves and see that things in this world are not as you would have them be. Conflict, oppression, violence and self-interest are so overwhelming in our world today. Lord, you show us that love and compassion are the parts of all of our lives that need to be nurtured and demonstrated. Help us to bring that love and compassion into everything we do, and through our small efforts with others, and in the power of your Holy Spirit, begin to change the world. Lord, you have given us hearts full of kindness and mercy. Enable us to pour out those gifts to those who are around us. Help us to always speak against oppression and cry out against violence and injustice, whatever form it takes and wherever we find it. Lord, we ask these things in your all-powerful name. Amen.